again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 9th of September, 2007. It's the birthday of Leo Tolstoy, born on his family's estate in the province of Tula near Moscow in 1828, who, as an old man, lay in bed and listened to his daughter read aloud to him. And Tolstoy said, "That's not bad. Who wrote that?" And she said, "You did, Papa." As a young man, Tolstoy loved to drink and gamble, always felt guilty about it, wondered why he couldn't stop, though he knew he should, and he became fascinated by the idea that people are always trying to stop themselves from doing what they really want to do. He fought in the Crimean War. He was one of the first writers to describe battles as chaotic and insane and meaningless. He was an aristocrat who was sympathetic to the peasants, liked to live as a peasant, no upholstery, no carpeting, which irritated his wife, Sophia. But it was in the early happy years of his marriage that he wrote his first masterpiece, War and Peace, with her help as his secretary. It was a 1,400-page manuscript, War and Peace, and she copied it 4 times by hand. In 1872, Tolstoy heard about a woman who had thrown herself in front of a train after the end of an affair, and he went to view the body at the train station, and it gave him the idea for Anna Karenina, which came out in 1875, about a beautiful, highly respected married woman named Anna who arrives at her brother's house to help him reconcile with his wife, only to find herself falling into an adulterous affair with a dashing military man named Count Vronsky. Anna Karenina, which begins with the famous sentence, "All happy families are alike. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way." And it's the birthday of James Hilton, born in Lee in Lancashire, England, 1900, author of Goodbye, Mr. Chips, and also Lost Horizon, about an imaginary Tibetan village called Shangri-La. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Setfin, entitled The Book of Hours. There was that one hour, sometime in the middle of the last century. It was autumn, and I was in my father's woods, building a house out of branches and the leaves that were falling like thousands of letters from the sky. And there was that hour in Central Park in the middle of the 70s. We were sitting on a blanket, listening to Pete Seeger singing, "This land is your land, this land is my land," and the Vietnam War was finally over. I would definitely include an hour spent in one of the galleries of the Tate, Britain, looking up at the painting of King Cophetua and the beggar maid, and afterwards the walk along the Thames. And I would also include one of those hours when I woke in the night and couldn't get back to sleep, thinking about how nothing I thought was going to happen happened the way I expected, and things I never expected to happen did. Just like that hour today, when we saw the dog running along the busy road, and we stopped and held on to her until her owner came along and brought her home. That was an hour well spent. Yes, that was a keeper. A poem by Joyce Setfin, The Book of Hours, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.